Alex Zinger also gets direct payments for her care. She feels the scheme has given her much-needed choices and also works well for her carer, Catherine Shipley.
I only really needed help in the middle of the day to start with, but it got worse and I eventually needed, obviously, to be got up and washed and dressed as well and put away again in the evening. That's like a rag doll, isn't it? To start with, as I say, it was social services. They were giving you less and less time. That's the way it is with social services. So it was decided to farm me out to private agencies. But you could never quite rely on them. It was really poor. The setup was really bad. And they could never get there by 8 o'clock in the morning for some reason or other. It was always 9 o'clock plus, which meant I was left at 10:30 with my breakfast, which, you know, half your day's gone. So eventually it was suggested to me that I might like to take charge myself and use the direct payment scheme, which had been set up pretty recently up here in Sheffield, and I think in one or two other cities. And it's been absolutely brilliant in comparison because, you know, you're in the driving seat, you're in charge, you do the employing, you just feel empowered. It's much, much better in every way that I can think of. I don't want a lot more care. I don't want to feel that there are carers always here fiddling about and messing with me. So, you know, that's the easiest way to sort of go in. I go into bed early so that my tea can be left with me. And that's all done and dusted, if you see what I mean, rather than have somebody come round and give me my tea and then go away again and come back and put me to bed. You know, it feels too much old lady for me. I did try the usual routes of job centre, employment agencies, etc. That doesn't work very well. I've only had one answer. I've tended to find that I get best responses from local post offices, shop windows, the news agents down the road, this sort of thing, because I really want local help, you see. And that's that. I found that much better. It's been more difficult this last time. There have not been many takers, but I've at last got somebody again. And people tend to stay about a year or so. Catherine's 2 years, but it's usually about a year.
Yeah. I'd quite like to have done it, because looking after my mum after having a stroke, I mean, I looked after her for, I think it was a year. And I just thought that I'd like to be able to help somebody that sort of couldn't help themselves as much. And as soon as I saw it, I rang the same day, you know, well, in fact, when I got home. And that was it. It was good.
There is a contract, yes, yes. It's best to keep it legal, keep it on a contract. In the past, it was quite a simple contract. I've been given, again, from the Wages Centre, a more complicated contract for people to fill out now, just to sort of safeguard against legal proceedings. I usually find, I'm quite intuitive myself, I usually find if people are getting on with me, I ask sort of daft questions like, what's your star sign? But I feel that's sort of important as well. And you get a feel about people. Sometimes it's jokey and friendly, and sometimes I'm the bossy boots and I lay down the law. You know, it just depends on the mood I'm in. I always warn people at interview that I'm a slave driver and, you know, they're expected to work when they're here. And Catherine likes to smoke. I don't allow her to smoke in here, not that she would. She smokes outside on the step, all weathers.
It's good. I mean, the relationship, I mean, you all have your ups and downs, like, but, I mean, it's just like going to your friends. Mm. I mean, I can tell her things that I wouldn't even tell my own mother. You know, and it's a good relationship, I think.
Well, we just jolly along, and sometimes we talk, we tell each other rude jokes or whatever. You know, we keep it light. And there's nothing worse than somebody washing your backside and being completely glum about it, as one lady was, and eventually sort of had enough and she had to leave. The young woman who took over for a short while and said, I've got to be careful with my back. I need to tell you. And I thought, it's just as well she doesn't want to stay in this job because it's not going to work, because I'm a good 9.5 stones. And it's a matter of confidence, knowing exactly what you're doing, gripping with the knees, a quick, swift upward push, twist and down. And you're not actually carrying the weight of the person at all, though that is awkward. It is tricky at the bottom of the stairs with the stair lift.
Right, the eagle has landed. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, down.
Okey doke. It's physically hard work, and tiring, but not all the time. It's sometimes when I do a 3-shift day, which is like morning, lunch, and at night, that can be a bit tiring sometimes. But other than that, it's fine.
Right. So So I think you can just leave me with a flask of tea now, and you can get off then.
Okey-doke.
I think I give quite a lot in return. Sometimes it's quite wearying because I'm much more assertive than these ladies. I really am. And I find it quite hurtful that they sell themselves so low. They sell themselves cheaply. You know, they allow themselves to be trodden on, or so it seems to me. They're the drudge in the house. They put food on the table, and then they come out and work with me, and they're doing a similar sort of job, and it seems unfair.